Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something truly fascinating, the Hartman Values Profile, or HVP.
Right.
Now, this isn't just another one of those, you know, surface level quizzes. This tool is built on some pretty serious intellectual groundwork, something called formal axiology, the science of value, developed by Dr. Robert S. Hartman. And get this. The guy was even nominated for a Nobel Prize in 1973 for it.
Wow. Yeah, that's significant.
Right. You shared some really compelling articles exploring how the HVP gets to the heart of, well, what motivates you and how you determine what's valuable.
Exactly. It's quite unique in that way.
So our mission today is to unpack this for you, maybe reveal some insights about yourself and the world that might just surprise you. And we're going to try and do it without getting lost in, you know, the academic jargon.
Sounds good. Okay, so let's start with that foundation, formal axiology. When you hear science of value, it might sound a bit abstract, maybe even intimidating.
A little bit, yeah.
But think of it this way. Dr. Hartman was trying to find a structured, almost, you know, a logical system for understanding how we decide what's good or valuable.
Okay.
He believed that our valuing process isn't just some random emotional response. It actually follows certain patterns. His core idea was this. A thing is good insofar as it exemplifies its concept.
Exemplifies its concept. Okay, break that down a bit.
Sure. So imagine a really well-made chair. It's good because it perfectly embodies the idea of a chair. You know, it has legs, a seat, maybe a back. It's sturdy. It functions perfectly as a chair. The whole shebang.
Right. It fulfills its chairness.
Exactly. This approach aimed to move beyond purely subjective opinions like... Right. Just saying, I like this chair. It's trying to find a more objective basis for value.
Okay, makes sense.
So for you, as someone who enjoys understanding how things work, this suggests that your own sense of what's important, it might have a deeper, more logical structure than you perhaps realized.
Interesting. Okay, so how does the HVP actually put this science of value into practice in a way that's like relevant to me personally?
Well, it looks at value through three key perspectives, or what they call dimensions.
Right.
The first is intrinsic value. This is all about valuing people, and that absolutely includes yourself for who they are at their core, their inherent worth as individuals.
So not just what they do.
Precisely. It's about seeing people as valuable in and of themselves as ends, not just means to an end. This really connects with empathy, you know, understanding others' feelings, and also with your own self-esteem, that basic sense of your own worth.
Okay, so self-acceptance too.
Definitely. For you, this dimension likely highlights how much you prioritize genuine human connection and, yeah, your own self-regard.
Got it. Intrinsic is people-focused, inherent worth. What's next?
The second dimension is extrinsic value, sometimes called practical value.
Practical, okay.
Yeah. Here, the focus shifts. It's about how we value things like tasks, objects, actions, based on how useful or functional they are.
So means to an end.
Exactly. Their value as a means to achieve something else. It's about the practical, tangible world and, you know, your ability to navigate it effectively to get things done.
Like common sense.
Yeah, common sense fits in here. Practical judgment, understanding your roles, your responsibilities. Think about how you tackle a problem or a to-do list. This extrinsic dimension is likely very active then, guiding you towards efficiency, effectiveness.
Okay, intrinsic people, extrinsic, practical,
right.
Useful. What's the third one?
The third critical piece is systemic value. Sometimes called conceptual value.
Systemic, like systems.
Exactly. This dimension deals with how we value abstract ideas, systems, order, how things fit into a larger framework. It's about logic, structure, understanding the big picture.
Planning, rules, that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. Planning, following rules, appreciating standards, understanding principles. For someone like you who enjoys understanding the underlying principles and how things are organized, this systemic dimension probably plays a quite significant role in how you make sense of the world and approach complex information.
Okay. That resonates. So three dimensions, intrinsic, extrinsic, systemic.
Right. But the HVP doesn't just stop at categorizing your values like that. It goes further. It assesses the clarity and focus of your value judgments within each dimension.
Clarity and focus. What does that mean exactly?
Okay. So think of clarity as how sharply you perceive and differentiate things within a dimension. Like, how clearly can you see the unique strengths and weaknesses of individuals around you? That's intrinsic clarity.
Ah, okay. Like having a high-definition view versus a fuzzy one?
That's a great analogy. And Attention, or bias, refers to how much weight you naturally give to each of these dimensions when you're making decisions.
So what you naturally prioritize.
Exactly. And what's really insightful is that the HVP identifies not only your strengths, areas where you have high clarity and, you know, balanced attention, leading to sound judgment, but also potential blind spots or biases. These can happen when your perception in an area isn't very sharp, or if you tend to overemphasize or underemphasize a particular dimension.
Which could lead to skewed perspectives.
Precisely. Or maybe less effective choices. And this is where it can become particularly relevant for you understanding these potential blind spots could unlock some surprising insights into your own decision-making processes. Maybe explain why you sometimes find yourself drawn to certain paths or overlooking others.
That sounds really useful, actually. Okay, so it maps out strengths and potential blind spots based on clarity and attention across the three value types.
You got it. And all of this data culminates in something really powerful. The HVP reveals your unique hierarchy of values.
My hierarchy, like which ones are most important to me?
Essentially, yes. It shows which values are the strongest and exert the most influence in your life. And this isn't just some interesting list. It can really illuminate the fundamental drivers behind your behaviors and choices, often even without you being fully aware of it.
Okay.
What's crucial to recognize is that if there's a disconnect, a mismatch between your core values and your everyday experiences, whether it's in your work, your relationships, even your internal thoughts, this can be a significant source of inner conflict or dissatisfaction.
That makes a lot of sense.
So for you, grasping this hierarchy can really shed light on why certain situations feel deeply rewarding and energizing, while others might leave you feeling, I don't know, depleted or unfulfilled.
Yeah, I can see that.
And we'll touch on how this personal value hierarchy can significantly impact your overall psychological well-being later.
Okay, cool. So how can this understanding of my value system actually translate into better self-understanding for me, practically speaking?
Well, one really significant application is in identifying misaligned or unmet core values.
Misaligned, like thinking I value one thing, but really valuing another.
Exactly. Sometimes what we consciously believe we value and what truly motivates us deep down can be quite different. The HVP can be incredibly effective in revealing these discrepancies.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Maybe you consciously think you highly value collaboration, teamwork that's intrinsic, right?
Yeah.
But your HVP profile might show a very strong emphasis on independent achievement and getting tasks done efficiently that's extrinsic. This could suggest a potential underlying tension maybe in your work style.
Okay, I see.
And furthermore, when your fundamental needs, which are deeply connected to your core values, things like needing autonomy or connection or purpose, when those aren't being adequately met in your life, it can significantly contribute to feelings of stress or unease.
Right.
The HVP can help pinpoint these potentially unmet needs. For example, someone scoring lower in intrinsic valuing might actually be experiencing a lack of deep, meaningful connections, even if they know lots of people.
So it gives you objective data to back up maybe a feeling you have.
Exactly. It can support your own intuition about what might be contributing to any challenges you're facing.
That's powerful. And you mentioned personal growth, too.
Yes, absolutely. Building on that self-awareness, the HVP is also incredibly valuable in facilitating self-awareness and personal growth. The report you get doesn't just highlight your strengths and how you see the world and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It also illuminates those potential biases we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And this increased self-knowledge can be truly empowering. It allows you to make more conscious, more intentional choices that are more authentically aligned with your deepest values.
Leading to more fulfillment.
Ultimately, yes. Greater authenticity and fulfillment. It's really about gaining a much clearer understanding of your own internal compass and how it guides your decisions and reactions.
Makes sense. Understanding your operating system better.
Kind of, yeah. And while we're focusing mainly on self-understanding today, it's worth briefly noting that the HVP can also offer valuable insights into improving your understanding of relationships.
So, by comparing profiles.
Well, not necessarily comparing scores directly, but by revealing areas where your core values align or potentially clash with those of others, it can shed light on the dynamics. For example, if you highly value deep, meaningful conversations, strong intrinsic value, but someone close to you primarily prioritizes efficiency and tangible results, strong extrinsic value.
Yeah.
Understanding that fundamental difference in how you both see and value the world can lead to more effective communication, maybe greater empathy, and a stronger appreciation for each other's perspectives, even when they differ.
So it's not about who's right, but understanding the different value lenses.
Exactly. It helps depersonalize potential conflicts.
Okay, that's helpful. Now, for someone like me, you know, I like to dig into the evidence. What's the science behind this? Is it validated? Reliable?
Good question. Let's touch on the HVP's validity, reliability, and effectiveness. So validity basically, does it measure what it claims to measure? Your value judgments.
Right.
Research has looked at this by checking for correlations between HVP scores and other well-established psychological assessments that measure related things, like personality traits or decision-making styles.
And what did they find?
Generally, the findings support its validity. Interestingly, studies have also shown HVP scores can even have some predictive power in the real world.
Like what?
Well, for example, there's research suggesting that certain HVP profiles are more common in people who succeed in demanding people-oriented jobs, like, say, surgical residencies.
Wow, okay. So it has some predictive chalks. What about reliability? Does it give consistent results?
Yeah, reliability is about consistency over time. Research here generally indicates that the HVP provides relatively stable results for individuals over reasonable periods.
So it's not just measuring your mood that day.
Right. It suggests it's tapping into something fairly consistent about your underlying valuing system, not just fleeting preferences.
Okay. And effectiveness, does it actually help people?
Regarding effectiveness, studies in various applied settings like healthcare and organizational development have suggested that the insights gained from the HVP can lead to positive outcomes. Well, things like helping organizations understand team dynamics better, or giving individuals a framework for personal development. Its use hints at its practical value in improving both individual and group functioning areas, probably relevant to your own life.
Yeah, definitely.
We even have access to summaries of key research highlighting findings related to motivation, performance under pressure, navigating complex interpersonal stuff.
Good to know the research is there.
Yeah.
But like with any tool, there must be caveats, right? Limitations.
Absolutely. It's really important to be aware of the important considerations and potential limitations of the HVP.
Such as?
Well, while its foundation in formal axiology aims for objectivity, the interpretation of the results is still a human process. It can be influenced by the training and perspective of the person doing the interpretation.
Okay, so who interprets it matters.
Definitely. Also, cultural factors can play a role in how values are expressed, even if the basic human process of valuing has universal aspects. And it's absolutely crucial to emphasize that proper training and a thorough understanding of formal axiology are essential for accurate, meaningful interpretation. It's best used as one valuable tool among others.
Not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly. Not the sole definitive measure.
Yeah.
And a really key point, especially now with so many assessments out there, other tools might use the Hartman name or similar words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they could be based on totally different frameworks, maybe ones without the same scientific grounding in formal axiology. We're specifically focusing on the Hartman values profile, rooted in that science of value.
Got it. Stick to the original formula, basically.
Pretty much. And this brings us to how the HVP differs from other tools you might know, like Myers-Briggs or StrengthsFinder or interest inventories.
Yeah, how is it different?
It has a very distinct focus. Instead of mainly describing your personality traits or your general preferences for activities, It delves specifically into how you make value judgments across those three dimensions.
Uh-huh.
Intrinsic, extrinsic, systemic.
So it's the process of valuing, not just the outcome.
You could say that. It tries to uncover the underlying why behind your interests and preferences by revealing the fundamental values driving them.
Okay.
So while a personality test might say you're introverted, the HVP might offer insights into the values underpinning that tendency. Is it a high value on deep connection, intrinsic, or perhaps a high value on focused, independent work, systemus extrinsic?
Ah, I see. It adds another layer.
Exactly.
Huh.
It's less about your outward behaviors and more about the internal framework you use to decide what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, it's grounding in formal axiology. That structured approach really sets it apart, potentially offering a more nuanced, maybe more objective lens.
Okay. This is clicking. To really solidify it, maybe walk through an example or two, how might this show up for someone?
Sure. Let's take illustrative examples. Imagine someone, maybe someone you know, who consistently talks about wanting innovation, creative solutions.
Mm.
High systemic value, right? Love of ideas.
Okay.
But they often get bogged down in the details, struggle to actually bring those ideas to life.
Mm. Yeah, I know people like that.
Their HVP might reveal that strong conceptual appreciation, but maybe a lower score in practical, action-oriented judgment, the extrinsic dimension.
Ah, so a disconnect between the idea and the execution.
Exactly. A potential disconnect between their abstract thinking and their ability to implement effectively. For you, thinking about times you've had brilliant insights but maybe struggled with the practical steps, could a similar dynamic be at play?
Possibly. That's food for thought. Another example.
Okay. Consider someone who frequently prioritizes everyone else's needs way above their own, maybe to their own detriment, and then feels resentful later.
Yeah, the classic people-pleaser trap.
Right. Their HVP might show a very high focus on valuing others, intrinsically seeing their needs clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But a significantly lower score in self-valuing within that same intrinsic dimension, highlighting a potential imbalance in how they prioritize their own needs and well-being.
Wow. So it can pinpoint that specific imbalance?
Potentially, yes. These are just brief glimpses, of course, but they show how the HVP can offer specific, actionable insights into underlying motivations and potential areas for growth.
Okay. That really helps bring it together.
So as we bring this deep dive into the Hartman Values profile to a close, let's maybe recap the key takeaways for you.
Sounds good.
Remember, it's a scientifically grounded tool rooted in Dr. Hartman's formal axiology. It gives a framework for understanding how you make value judgments across those three dimensions. Intrinsic, extrinsic, systemic.
Right. People, practical stuff, and systems ideas.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just listing values to assess the clarity and focus of your judgment in each area, revealing your unique value hierarchy.
Which can highlight strength and blind spots.
Precisely. And this understanding can be incredibly valuable, identifying maybe misaligned values causing inner conflict, fostering greater self-awareness for personal growth, and even offering insights into relationship dynamics. And while it's backed by research, remember the limitations and the need for proper interpretation.
Definitely. Use it wisely, essentially.
Exactly.
All right. So as we wrap up, here's a provocative thought for you to consider, to kind of mull over.
Okay, I'm ready.
Given the HVP's ability to highlight those potential blind spots in your valuing, where your perceptions might be less clear or you might have an unconscious bias, what's one specific area of your life where you've consistently felt maybe conflicted or unclear about your decisions, or perhaps where your outcomes haven't quite matched your intentions?
That's a deep question.
Could exploring your intrinsic, extrinsic, and systemic values specifically within that context offer you a new, maybe surprising perspective on what's really going on under the surface?
So applying the framework to a specific sticking point.
Yeah. Maybe considering whether you might be unintentionally overemphasizing one dimension, say the practical at the expense of maybe the people side or the big picture in that particular situation. Could that be a fascinating, potentially very revealing avenue for your ongoing self-discovery?
That definitely gives me something to think about. Applying that three-dimensional lens to a specific challenge.
Yeah.
This framework really provides, I think, a unique and powerful lens through which to examine your core motivations and the choices you make moving forward.
A valuable tool for the toolkit.